Time to talk a bit of footy with Matty Burke. And look, before we go forward to Scotland, let's go back to England. I had a look at there were some big moments in that game, and every single one of them went against Australia.
Yeah, that's right. Jimmy, good morning.
30-6 was very misleading in my mind. How do you see it?
No, it was. And what they did, they played the conditions. I was mucking around with a few of the boys after the game, having a chat and saying, as in just our mate saying, they need to go play a game of soccer with a football, as in a rugby ball, because when the ball's on the ground in those conditions, and I spoke to a mate overseas, he said it was cold and it was wet. You couldn't quite see how wet it was. He said it was teeming down. So you've got to learn to play in those conditions. And I've always said about this mob at the moment, they don't know how to play ball off the foot. They don't know how to play strategically to kick. And you see those English blokes, the halfback comes on, looks over the top, bang, little dink over the top, try. Short side, try. And they push it through on the toe. You're right. Michael Hooper was in front of the kick.
I thought all the decisions were okay.
Fair points.
You can't run them back on side. You've got to stand still. So that was a no try.
But
Stephen Moore
was in front. But Corrobetti tries to dive on that ball. He slides into the in-goal area and scores the try.
It doesn't
matter that Hooper's offside.
That's right.
Moore
was playing gridiron. He was just in front. I could see where he was trying to come on runner like a hard line. But give it to Corrobetti, the bloke who was smashing blokes in defence and also in attack. They didn't do themselves any favours. The discipline wasn't there. Mm. And when you're trying to play a bit of catch-up, you could argue that touched the line. But you give it to the benefit.
No. That's Curtly Beale's fault.
Oh, of course, he didn't chase it down. He stopped.
This is what gets me about coaches, and it doesn't matter what code you think about. No mention of this. That ball should have been taken out of play. It was only a few points of difference at that stage.
Yeah, that's right.
53 minutes gone. The fact that you weren't crossing the I's and dotting the T's as a covering fullback.
Correct. And you chase it down. He hedged his bets on that one, and he lost. And then you start to play catch up, and especially in that football, and they live in that environment. Jimmy, you've been over there. They live in that environment. They know how to play, and they played territorially. So when you look at the pitch there, Australia were always trying to work out of their own line. You just can't win from there.
All you did at Newcastle was kick, wasn't it?
Well,
you play the conditions.
You'd come off with a clean jersey, right? Is that right?
From October, November, December, January, February, that's all we did. I used to get a chill every time at fullback.
The other thing, I spoke to Tim Horan during the week, and he said the absence of a plan B for such conditions is the thing that let the Wallabies down.
And that's the plan B I've been talking about all year. We only have plan A. Our plan A is to run, and run it again.
Right.
And I mentioned it last week in an article. And the great thing about it is, and we were guilty of it when we were playing overseas. We would try and score tries. And we would score two tries to none and get beaten 21-18 type thing. And they kicked six pens and a field goal type thing. So you just got, at the end of the day, you see who wins the game and you see who loses the game. And Australia have been on the bad end for a long time, or the wrong end.
You're not going to like this.
Yep.
How would you critique Michael Checker's
blow-up?
Coaching career at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's
at the Wallabies. Is Michael Checker under pressure? I guess there's no one in this country putting any pressure on him. That would be the thing.
No, correct. And if you take it purely on results, It hasn't been fantastic.
Well, he's been out-coached 5 times now by
Eddie Jones
head-to-head, including a 3-0 loss on home soil.
And that would be burning, I'm sure.
It hasn't got
any better. And I don't mind. Hey, I've got to rephrase this properly. I whenever you play New Zealand, it's a tough outing, and they're number one in the world. I don't mind losing to New Zealand if that's
I understand
about the losing to New Zealand.
Sure.
I don't like losing to England. There's just some niggling aspect there that goes back, obviously, however long.
Well, they've improved and we've gone backwards.
I think so. So it is tough for Michael Checker. It's pressure for Michael Checker. And I know he's all about sort of, a bit of fire and brimstone, but how much of that as a player can you take? And then strategy has to come into it. And I think we haven't got our strategy right. I've been saying, and I don't want to be negative Charlie on this one here, but the way we play the game, I don't think suits the way we can play. There's a certain mantra that you want to play and a certain style. We run the ball, absolutely. But you've got to run the ball at times where you can run the ball. And I don't think we understand that yet. I think the Wales game was a better display of understanding how to just turn the notch in terms of pressure by little kicks in behind. And last week we were playing catch-up against England.
And isn't Bernie Foley supposed to be the one to provide that game, like the anti-Quade Cooper?
Yeah, correct.
Provides that control and structure and kicking game?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
To understand how to manage your way around the park.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Game management for one
correct.
Of them.
You need a bit of help from your 9 and 15 as well. Mm. And he's the kicker. So you just know the kicking game's going to come from number 10. So they need a change up.
Bill Porver's gone, right? Not before time.
Yep.
Well, going.
Yes.
Seems to be quite a long exit.
It's a long process.
Some lunches to be had, I imagine. The new CEO, Phil Kearns, is the favourite.
Yeah, I've...
You should take a big, deep breath
I've
there,
heard
Berkey.
That. Oh, no. Kearns is a good lad. Kearns is... and he's been there before. Is that an emotional call to go down that way?
Is that a window dressing call?
Yeah, and look, I love Kearnsy, incredibly passionate, and he has proved himself in the business world, no doubt about it. He's taken on two roles of CEO roles and done well in that regard. Is it the right thing to put a former player in there? And I know Kearnsy's done the business side of it, and he then goes from Phil Kearns, the great Australian captain, to now going to be so much pressure heaped on him if the game doesn't go well. And I'd hate for his reputation to be tarnished by that. Look, he could do a magnificent job, and if he gets it, I hope so. But do you go to the business world and treat it as purely a business model? And I know, and this is where I'm stepping way out of my pay grade here, but Kearnsy has done well in that regard in the last 10 years.
Under how much scrutiny,
years.
Other than, you know, shareholders?
Public.
Board of directors.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Publicly listed companies. Yeah. So he's going to be under the pump, absolutely. But this is a whole new world, you know what I mean?
And this is public scrutiny.
This is public scrutiny.
The bloke who runs BHP is not under the same amount of pressure as the bloke who runs our footy codes.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right.
Deep public pressure.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
You're correct. And it becomes emotional as well.
Scotland, $2.70. Australia, $1.47. Matt Taylor, defence coach at Scotland. They've already beaten them this year. That was in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. And without three of their best who are over in the Lions series as well. So... Stuart Hogg is their 15, and he was outstanding last week against New Zealand. Nearly pinched it for them at the very end there. The Aussies, if they don't change their game plan, and I'm looking at the weather for Edinburgh.
Well, what do they expect the weather to bloody well be?
I went to Edinburgh and got sunburned. True story.
Not in the depths of December.
Fell asleep under a ray lamp.
No, it's not that time.
It's going to be 5 degrees and sunshine.
Five.
So that's okay.
Well,
Wallabies.
Too late.
Wallabies. Hopefully, cross fingers. I'm not confident.
I've just put a photo up on Instagram of you tipping the upset this weekend, Scotland.
I'm not confident.
Good to see you, buddy.
Thanks, boys.